Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to the Roman Show. Oh, God. And when Dave Goldstein, the new co-host of the show, drinks, we are having big ratings on the show. So by saying that, come on, people, raise up those tequila shots. And happy Cinco de Mayo. Arriba, arriba, andale.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Johnny, are you ready for this this show tonight?
Always ready, you know me. And I just want to clear up some confusion. I believe it's the Uno de Mayo today.
It is.
The 5th of May.
Today is actually May Day. It's May 1st. But for some reason, Goldstein is jumping the gun and celebrating Cinco de Mayo 4 days before.
You got to get some kind of order protection against this person. You got to charge him with harassment.
I don't know what's going on with you. But welcome to the Roman Show with Rodolfo Roman and Johnny the Box Office Draw Knockout. Going to be here this evening because we have two great guests tonight. You know, Johnny, about two shows ago, we tried to go a little change here. You know, we interviewed a movie director and a writer who had a movie where Jerry the King Lawler had a role in it. And today we're going to have an artist. We're going to have Rob Schamberger, who is actually going to draw or paint every single professional wrestling champion. That is his goal, Johnny, to draw every single champ. And actually, he's looking for some donations, and you can follow him on Twitter at Rob Schamberger. That's ROBSCHAMBERGER, or just go to robschamberger.com and just follow all the details there. And he'll be on in the program just a little bit. We're going to give away some of his little profiles, some of his pictures or drawings. I believe he told me the Ric Flair one. We're going to give them away here in the program, so stay tuned for details on how to get one of those things. They're very, very nice, very artistic. WrestleZone had an article on him, and we have him here in the program. And then later on after that, Tim Storm. This man wrestles for Stampede Wrestling, has wrestled the likes of AJ Styles. He's wrestled for Christian Wrestling Federation. He is a Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer as the first ever Indie World Champion. So this man has a long list on his resume. And that is Tim Storm will be joining. He'll be in action this coming Saturday on Cinco de Mayo at the TCW show. We'll have more details on that. But Johnny, a lot of stuff happening in the world of professional wrestling. I want to first start off, did you happen to see that Extreme Rules match between Brock Lesnar and John Cena?
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
What were your thoughts on it?
My thoughts, it was interesting. It was a different setup of a match altogether. A little bit more, how do you say, legit, like it was, if they want to put over. It was pretty interesting. I like the fact that, you know, they didn't really stop the blood that was flowing out of Cena's head. And just Brock Lesnar's whole, I guess his whole array of offense and tying Cena up by the chain, by his legs onto the turnbuckle there was pretty cool, you know. It was pretty awesome. And Brock Lesnar's still showing his agility as well, you know. And he almost got hurt, you know, jumping over the top rope. But, yeah, it was pretty cool to see him leave his feet and do something interesting, you know, and not just ground and pound. But, yeah, it was something different than what we're normally used to seeing. So I'm interested in that.
Well, Johnny, after that match, many were disappointed that John Cena won. In fact, Brock Lesnar himself was upset and threw into a tantrum. He blew out. He blew up in the backstage, breaking a bunch of stuff in the locker room. In fact, that's one of the sights that we saw yesterday on Monday Night Raw. They try to bring real life into TV. Right now, the status is they're trying to determine as far as what his contract is, but Brock Lesnar was very upset. He wasn't happy. And throughout the match, Johnny, Lesnar just pummeled John Cena. And the guy was killing him. I have never seen John Cena beat so much, and apparently the original script was to have John Cena leave the ring in a stretcher, but that never happened.
Yeah, well, I read that too, and, you know, if that's accurate, and if he really did flip out backstage, if that's even accurate, I mean, it's pretty unprofessional conduct, but, you know, when they're begging to have this guy back, and they put him in a position where they basically need him, of course the guy's going to, you know, get out of hand and make some waves, but, I mean, who really knows what happened? I wasn't back there, so, you know, I can't really touch on that, but, you know, yeah, honestly, I think if they're just trying to, like, find different ways to get a viewer's interest, I guess they're doing that because we're talking about it. But, you know, I think what you see is what you get with Brock Lesnar. And I don't know if he's pissed about something. I guess he has every right to be because, you know, it takes two to tangle. But, yeah, just the ending of that match, I mean, I don't necessarily think the guy should have been taken out on a stretcher, but, you know, I don't know if that's the greatest booking in my opinion. But, yeah, it was kind of a weird win. I mean, he had pretty much 80% of the match handled and then just pulled out a win at the end. It was kind of odd. It was kind of weird. It kind of seemed like it took steam out of Lesnar. But, you know, people move on and they forget. They got short attention spans. So I'm sure it's not really going to hold Brock back.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed about Brock is the guy looks in great shape, you know. And, you know, obviously, he had this whole disease happening in the UFC. He comes down here, back into pro wrestling. And I was shocked that when he jumped over the rope, he landed on his knee, and he was fine. He was jumping around. And that is another thing that Brock Lesnar happens to be kind of mad at. Apparently, Cena wasn't aware that he was going to jump. And apparently, what they say is that he pulled down the rope intentionally. And almost nearly ruined Lesnar's knee there. That's what they're saying. He was kind of upset at John Cena at that. I mean, did you catch that one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know this guy's intentions. I'm sure, you know, everybody that's working in WWE is, you know, as professional as they come. And if not, they wouldn't be there. But you got a top guy like John Cena. I don't think that he's going to legitimately try to hurt his opponent. I mean, what good is that going to do for him? You know, it's only going to make him look bad. And there's tons of guys that when I get in the ring, I really want to kick the shit out of them. But, you know, because I really don't like a lot of the guys that I get in the ring with. But at the end of the day, you're a professional. And, you know, recently I've gotten in the ring with some guys that I'm really not fond of at all. And in a real fight, I would hurt them, literally hurt them. But you got to be a professional, and, you know, you're not going to be invited back to work if you're hurting the other guy. You know, it's part of our job to, you know, make sure
and
that we don't totally take the guy out of commission. But, no, I think accidents happen. And, you know, honestly, I don't think Brock Lesnar got the height he wanted anyway with that. It was just an odd maneuver. He did something with the Big Show one time where he jumped off a crane or something and into the ring. But, you know, outside, I don't know, you know, accidents happen. I myself go to the top rope and dive out, but I know the risks involved with that. So I think it is what it is. And, you know, the guy's a tough son of a bitch. So if he was injured, he certainly wasn't showing it.
Yeah, and that's a very good topic, and I think we should definitely emphasize that in another program as far as you being a professional wrestler. When do you kick your cool? If the guy kicks you in a stiff way, I mean, how do you control your temper? Because you have to remain professional at the end of the day. It is a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm a professional through and through, but, you know, if some guy takes a cheap shot at me, you know, sometimes you don't really know if it's a cheap shot or not. You gotta kind of let the first blow happen. If it happens again, you know, then you kind of, your instincts go off. You kind of know. And honestly, myself, if anybody tried that shit with me, I mean, I would hurt them. I would put them in a submission. I'd make them tap out. I'd say, get the hell out of my ring. And that's it, you know, because nobody's going to try and hurt me in the ring. But it hasn't happened yet. I hope to God for their sake it never happens. Because they're not going to want to, you know, be around me, you know, and try that kind of shit. But no, it hasn't happened, and I don't think it will happen. But if it does, it'll be a horrible, horrible day for my opponent in more ways than one. So I think people know me well enough to not even try anything with me. So.
Right. Well, I just getting some word here that the chat room is not working. Blog Talk Radio, please try to fix this for some apparent reason. Our listeners want to get on it, and they participate and comment. But, heck, you know what? That's why it is 2012. Guys, get on Twitter. Hashtag Roman Show. You can express your thoughts and ideas on the Twitter, at Roman H or hashtag Roman Show. And follow Johnny over here. He states a couple of things on Twitter, at JKO Reality. Follow him all the time on Twitter. And call
Thank
in live 786. I'm already getting confused. I'm already trying to say my number. 714.
714. There you go.
Yeah, I was about to say my phone number. 714-888-0222. That's the number to
don't
call in, guys.
Yeah, we got my phone number. I don't need little girls calling me. No offense, guys. You know, or girls.
714-888-0222 is the number to call in live. Again, follow the action on Twitter, hashtag Roman Show. Throughout here. This evening, which according to Dave Goldstein is already Cinco de Mayo, but it's not. It's actually May 1st. And those are just some of the topics that we're going to be talking about.
I don't even think that guy knows that he's on planet Earth, that Goldstein. I think he thinks he's in some kind of like, you know, planet that serves only liquor and tequila. That guy's so far gone.
What's that?
Amazing. I said he's so far gone, that's amazing.
Yeah. By the way, we're back in the chat room, guys. We're back in the chat room. Chat room was working, so head on over. You can talk there. But again, follow the action. Hashtag Roman Show. And we're going to talk to Johnny, who I know was in action this weekend. He's going to follow up exactly who he wrestled, the crowd, and so forth. Before we bring in Rob Schamberger, let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on the Roman Show. What's more of the program? I got to love that yes chant. I love it, man. Here we go.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH at yahoo.com and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's
what's up, this is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Yo, hey monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
All right, and we're back with more action here on The Roman Show. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful night on this May Day, May 1st, as we get ready for, as Dave Goldstein was saying, for Cinco de Mayo. I know we got some UFC action, and Mayweather and Cotto are fighting. By the way, Johnny, I'd like to welcome our listeners tonight to listen tomorrow night at 10 p.m. as we're going to talk mixed martial arts, and we're going to have a wrestling legend / MMA legend. And I'm talking about Dan the Beast Severn will be on The Roman Show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Make sure that you tune in. You follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and write it there, hashtag Roman Show on Twitter or on Facebook on the Roman Show site. Dan Severn, man, great guy and a beast. Have you ever had the pleasure of meeting him, Johnny?
I have not. A buddy of mine that runs the sportscourier.com, Fred Riccani, had a chance to meet him a couple of times. He's a big MMA guy, too. You might want to get in touch with that guy. He's a cool dude. But I have not met Dan Severn, but he is a beast, in fact. And I do remember him from the WWE Attitude Era.
Yes, and right now he's fought 100 MMA fights. That's right, 100 MMA fights. And the guy still does it. I think late 50s, I believe it is, or early 60s. And the guy's still going at it. Dan the Beast Severn, he'll be on the show. He'll tell us a little bit about his career, how he's doing, how he stays in shape, I think, is the most important part of it all. To be fighting at that age is amazing.
Conditioning, man.
Yeah. It's just
a wrestler
amazing.
Is all about conditioning, man. So, as long as his health holds up.
53 years old, man.
Still. Wow. Sorry,
yeah, 53 years old. Still wrestling, still fighting. And not only the WWF, as it was known back then, but he also wrestled in Japan. So this guy is definitely a guy who's been around the sport of pro wrestling and also mixed martial arts, as he wrestled in Pride, FC, and obviously the UFC. And he is a UFC Hall of Famer. He'll be on The Roman Show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Make sure that you tune in and let everyone know. And by the way, guys, we are also nominated, Johnny. I know you're into MMA stuff, but we're nominated for an award for MMA coverage here in Florida. So if you
congratulations,
guys,
man.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's pretty cool stuff. You know, we're going to get a little award out there, which is pretty neat. So if you guys head on over to the Facebook page, I put the link out there. It's the FloridaMMAAwards.com. Just head on over to the website, and we are nominated for Internet Radio. We're competing against some other guys there. El Octagon actually was a good friend of ours. Was Randall. We're competing about this, so whoever wins, that's cool with me. So here we got the, I said, it's FloridaMMAAwards.com. Visit the website and just go ahead and vote. So, again, we're on bestmediasource.com/internet. You can vote for us there. Just make sure you head on over right now. All you got to do is just type in your email and all that stuff and just vote. Vote away, man. We appreciate all your support. All right, guys, with that being said, Johnny, I think we're ready for some art. You yourself, you're an artist, you said.
Yeah, all the tattoos you see on my body, I drew up. I just took them to somebody and had them put them on me. And, yeah, a lot of the pictures that you see on my websites, all my designs.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
You got to draw some stuff for us. Pretty cool.
I will. Let me know what you need, buddy, and we'll do it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I used to draw back then. I haven't drawn in a while, but I love drawing. And I think we talked about this when we had the Brian Kendrick, that he himself is an artist. So
I saw
him
over the weekend, by the way.
Nice, nice. We got to talk to
him. I didn't get a chance to go up and talk to him, but, yeah.
All right. Sweet. All right, we're getting a hold now of Rob Schamberger, the artist from Canada.
Hello.
Hey, Rob, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. You're on with Rodolfo Roman and Johnny, the box office draw knockout here in the program. We're talking to pro wrestling tonight, Rob Schamberger, who, boy, your goal is to paint every single world champion in wrestling's long history. How the heck did you manage to come up with this concept?
Temporary insanity is what I tell people. I've been a wrestling fan since I was like 18 or so. I was at my folks' house doing laundry, and my stepfather is a longtime wrestling fan, and he was flipping through the channels and landed on Ric Flair doing a promo, and I was hooked, you know. And I'm also, I have a lifetime passion for art, and for a long time I did comic books, and my last major project with comics was a story about wrestling in Kansas City in the 70s that I did a tremendous amount of research for. You know, got to know a lot of the wrestlers, both current and from that time period. Got to actually meet with Bob Geigel, the former president of the NWA. Went over to his house. Totally awesome experience. But I had all that research, and I just finished doing a long series of kind of like a girly mag stuff using modern street art style. And so I thought the most obvious thing to do after a bunch of half-naked women was wrestlers. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I'd had a show that I kind of thought was my last one with the girly stuff, and the guy that was whose space it was asked me what I was going to do next, and I said, you know, I ought to do like every wrestling champion, and he's like, oh man, I could market the heck out of that, and off I went.
Wow. So how many? Have you started already a project? I know you're looking for some donations, and the project is called Kickstarter Project, and you're trying to raise some funds out there to get you going to kind of pay for some of the stuff that you need in order for you to accomplish it. But have you started already? Have you started drawing some of these guys already?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got about 10 of them done so far. And I wanted to show people an example of the work I'm doing and so they can get a feel for the project as a whole. My style is a little bit different from especially most anything that you've seen for art to do with wrestling. So I really wanted people to see that I'm serious about this and that I'm approaching every piece with a tremendous amount of respect.
That is great stuff. And now, this all started, again, they're part of something of WrestleZone. And then pretty much everyone is in the loop and now is finding out about your artwork, and you're based out of Kansas City. And the website, guys, to help this man is robchamberger.com, where you can follow him on Twitter at robchamberger. That's on Twitter. Now, Rob, there's a lot of champions. Are you going to include every WWE champion, WCW champion, just WWE? What exactly do you have? There's a lot of champions on there. Now, we're just talking about world heavyweight champions, intercontinental champions. What exactly is your goal?
I'm just doing world heavyweight champions at this point. There's over 200 of them. So, you know, like there are a few other wrestlers that I'd like to take a crack at painting, but I had to narrow it down somewhat, and me narrowing things down brings it down to just over 200.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm limiting it to that, and yes, it's going to be everyone that's held it with all of the major North American promotions. Although at this point, I don't have any of the Mexican ones in there, you know, the Lucha Libre. No slight to anything. It's just my knowledge of that is limited. And like I said, I want to bring a true amount of respect to everything I'm doing. So I want to research that properly before I move into doing them as well.
So you'll be having some NWA champions too? Or Ring of Honor?
Yep. Those. And I'm going back all the way back to George Hackenschmidt, back to the original world championship.
Amazing. Johnny, I have a question for Rob. I know you're an artist yourself.
Yeah. Rob, it's good to have you on the show. I'm Johnny Nocco. And,
hey, Johnny.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I actually logged on to WrestleZone. I put it up on my page, you know, because having you on tonight. And I saw painting of CM Punk. How long ago was that taken? And what kind of paint do you use? I mean, is this just pastels? Is it more watercolor, or is it just straight up like?
It's acrylic and oil for that piece. I started that one about a month ago. That was the first one in the series I did. Punk is my favorite current wrestler on the big stage there, especially with that, you know, the classic promo he did last summer. You know, it's I'll be a fan of the guy for life. That thing was just so good. And I think, you know, it kind of just hit me like the whole look and almost the whole entire project came together when I had the idea for that image. I limited it to a palette of red, white, and black, which are his colors. At least at the time they were, I'm pretty sure he's still sticking to that limited palette. And yeah, like I did the face. I tried to go as photorealistic as possible with it, and then I splattered red and black oil paint, actually like a oil-based enamel that I bought at a hardware store. You know, I try to use just kind of any material that I think is going to get me the painting and the look that I have in mind. And I went with that oil paint because it reacts really strangely because it takes forever to dry. So there's a lot of manipulation you can do before it dries on the surface.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah, no, it was pretty accurate, in fact. And it was a side shot, and if fans want to check it out, they can log into – well, I guess they can log into WrestleZone because they have the picture on the actual link, the headline. And, what's your inspiration for each shot? I mean, you have to really kind of look into, like, a certain shot for each guy, I'm guessing, right? Because as an artist myself, I know I go off instincts. So for you and, like, per wrestler, like you said, Punk is probably your favorite. Well, it is your favorite on the current stage. So did you, like, go through maybe 10 or 15 different shots of him? Did you start out thinking maybe I just want to get, like, his upper body, his full? And how did you decide on just going with the face and then, like, a side profile shot and all that? Like, what goes into that?
Well, on that one, I wanted to show him talking. You know, that's really, like, again, it's that promo from last summer where he set himself off for that piece. With each of the wrestlers, what I do is I honestly go and try to find every single picture of them that I can. And especially then I'll focus in on the... ideally a time where they were holding the title or a time that was most relevant to their persona. And then after that, I will look at what I think that I can do the best visually that works with my approach.
Very cool. Amazing. Now, I know you said you use the red because you know red, white, and black are Moore's colors, and especially I guess around that time. But with the red in the picture, because you're saying you got the inspiration from the promo that he cut when he was, you know, he was really letting loose. Would you say that the red kind of speaks to his anger, and is that why you went with a color like red?
Sure, man. That sounds great.
I wear red in the ring. It speaks to like my rage, you know. A lot of things that go into my inspiration with my art too. So I figured, you know, maybe that's why you use that kind of color or those kind of strokes, you know.
Yeah. With the strokes, yes. The energy and the intensity that I brought in when I was dripping and spraying the paint over it, that was that kind of that moment where it stops being pent up aggression and it comes out. I was trying to get that across, and there really the red was because that is his, you know, his color, but. Also, you know, like as an artist, you have to be kind of careful whenever you use red. It's such an intense color. It's the first color on the spectrum that reaches the human eye. So you have to use it smartly whenever you put it on the canvas.
Very cool. Well, it certainly jumped out to me. So as an artist seeing that, I kind of picked up on that right away.
Awesome.
Now, Rob, you're collecting some funds here that's going to help you produce this Kickstarter project, and I was just looking at your site right now that JR actually retweeted one of your tweets, so he supports the cause. So what exactly can people do to help this cause and this project of yours?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, contributing financially to the project helps it out the most. And any size amount helps out. Like, for instance, my Facebook page, since I started this project, I've gained almost 4,000 followers. That's 20 days. 4,000 people have come onto my page. Craziness. If each of them put in $5, dude, I'm funded, you know. So a lot of people thinking, well, I don't have a lot of money to contribute. A lot of people with just a little bit of money makes a huge difference. If you skip Taco Bell for lunch tomorrow and put it in my Kickstarter, that's awesome. And especially today, I've got matching funds up to $2,000. Very cool story about that. My mom had been holding on to an insurance payout from when my grandmother passed away. She'd been holding on to it until she felt that I was doing something really special that she could contribute the money towards. And that's this project. Very cool thing. Got a little video up on the site if anyone wants to see it. And if you go on Kickstarter, you can just look up Heavyweight Champions of the World. Pops right up. I know my last name's not the most friendly thing for radio.
Yeah. So, Rob, where can people go to donate some funds?
Yeah, it's on the Kickstarter. Let's see, the exact address is kickstarter.com/projects/Rob Schamberger. That's SCHAMBERGER /heavyweight-champions-of-the-world.
Wow.
If you go on Kickstarter, you can just look up Heavyweight Champions of the World.
There you go, or just go on the website or the Twitter, and I'm sure you can direct them there on Facebook, too. Rob Schamberger, that's RobSchamberger. Now, Rob, today we're going to give away some of your work to some of the fans, which here in the chat room, they're already asking for one. What exactly are these people going to get? We're going to give away one here.
Okay, what we're giving away, and this is something that everyone else will be able to get at the $25 level on the Kickstarter, it is a hand-painted print, I'll explain that in a second, of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. What I did was, my style is heavily influenced by the global street art scene, and a big part of that is using stencils. So I cut 5 different stencils that together when I use spray paint, it's the Nature Boy Ric Flair himself. Each one is going to be one of a kind because with spray paint, it just kind of does its own thing each time. But it's a really cool thing. It's on, 11-inch by 14-inch Bristol, so it's perfect for framing. Someone's going to be lucky.
All right, let's see here. All right, call right now, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. And Rob, shall we ask these guys a little trivia question to give out this nice little artwork of yours?
All right.
All right, let's see here.
Put me on the spot or something here.
Johnny, you have any suggestions? Johnny, you there?
Sorry, I put you on mute because I'm making coffee here. I didn't want to interrupt.
Share the wealth.
Suggestions for what, like questions?
Yeah.
Okay, what is my favorite color? any of my fans call in, they'll be sure to win because they know me very well. Yeah, what's my favorite color? And they got to be specific, too.
If you know Johnny very well. You're Johnny very well. Call in right now, 714-868-0222. And the right color wins. All right, let's make this phone call here really quickly here. Let's grab it here.
Watch, Rob.
Our friend Lorraine
so
here.
Don't get it right away.
All right, our friend here, Lorraine, you know the answer?
Yes.
What is it?
It's lime green.
Yeah.
All right, Lorraine wins it.
All right.
Lorraine. Look at that.
Can we give away one more, Rob?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. Since Brock Lesnar returned, he wrestles for the first time in, over 6 years, in Extreme Rules. All right, if you can name me the last opponent of Brock Lesnar, before he left to the UFC and tried out for football, you will get a free portrait here of Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, courtesy of Rosh Hamburger, and help his project, guys. Kickstarter project. Any donation is welcomed. Head on over to his website, robshamberger.com. Again, if you can tell me who was the last opponent of Brock Lesnar before he left to the UFC and tried out for football, you will get this portrait. You could find us on Twitter, @RomanDH, #RomanShow, and the person with the right answer wins it. We'll do this one through the show on social media, Rob. Well, Rob, thank you so very much for calling in. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email to these folks with the emails and information, and they can get a little nice portrait there. Again, let these folks know exactly where they can donate, what they can do to help your cause.
Sure. They can go to Kickstarter, and the name of the project is Heavyweight Champions of the World. And you can also look me up on Twitter. It's Rob Schamberger. Or @RobSchamberger. It's SCHAMBERGER. We've had people like David Arquette and Jim Ross and current NWA heavyweight champion Colt Cabana helping me out there. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/RobSchamberger. And my own personal website, RobSchamberger.com.
All right, Rob. I think we have here a guest here, a fan that wants to speak. Carly, you're at the end of the Roman Show. You have a question for Rob? Well, Rob, thank you so very much again, guys. Help out Rob here achieve his goal of painting every single world champion in wrestling's long history. And you can help him out with that Kickstarter project. Just head on over to RobSchamberger.com. That's AMBERGER.com. Help this man, and I look forward to seeing all your artwork. Now, where exactly are all these pictures of this portrait going to be placed at, Rob, when you're done?
Well, I'm selling them individually to people, and also working on hopefully showing them at some indie shows and finding some gallery space as well.
Sweet. Well, let us know exactly where they're going to be out there on exhibit. We'd love to go out and see you, man.
Awesome.
All right, Rob. Thank you so very much. You have a good night. Thank you.
You too, man. Thank you.
Cool.
Love the show.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Johnny. Great stuff out there.
Yeah, Lorraine won. Right.
Yeah, Lorraine won. Lorraine, we're going to get back to you. I'm going to make sure you shoot me your email. You can find me on Facebook, and I'll send it over to Rob, and we'll send you over that portrait.
See what happens, Roman, with the JK Army? We work like that. Did you guys snap my finger? Like that. That's how quickly we achieve things. That's right.
And Vanessa knows the answer
to the
last opponent. Here we go. Amanda also says The Undertaker.
Nope.
And I keep trying to call my phone call. Okay. All right, so some of the fans here have already answered the question as far as the winner of who's going to win this Ric Flair portrait, and we're going to go ahead and send it your way. We'll get over to Rob. And again, the last opponent of Brock Lesnar, who was it before he left? And
I know it.
We'll send it your way. You know what? What is it?
Well, I know it. Should I, like, get a free Nature Boy Ric Flair handmade art crafted picture?
That's cheating, Johnny.
I can go ahead and answer. You have some people with the correct answer already?
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin this.
It was
Goldberg, and I was there. And I was
really
pissed off about that match. Yeah.
Goldberg. I got some folks here who said The Undertaker. Amanda Fiegel from Canada. Yeah, me and the Fiegel from Canada said it was The Undertaker.
Amanda.
Thanks for listening.
Amanda was incorrect.
Yep.
That's Cadet Naka from Ontario.
Nice. And then Vanessa. Vanessa also says she has a question. Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa. Post it out there or tweet it. And Vanessa, not in the UFC. It's in the WWE. Who was his last opponent? All right, Johnny, let's go to a quick commercial. We're going to be right back with Tim Storm. Again, guys, follow up. Send it out there on Twitter and on the chat room, and we'll send you out that portrait of Ric Flair. Johnny, that's cheating, man. You can't get it. We'll be right back.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
We are back here at The Roman Show. Stephen and I are ready. Goldstein, are you there?
Hey! Oh, my God.
Johnny, what's wrong with this guy, man?
Yeah, have you seen Cinco de Mayo? I don't even think he knows what's wrong with him. But, you know what's wrong?
What's wrong?
I don't know.
everything okay?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating. You know, I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Jesus Christ. Have you made that money that you lost and that you owe? What was the story?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's calling from a payphone from the cord that the people just throw at him on the street.
Are you in Cabo or something?
What?
No, he's not in Cabo. He's taking Cabo shots.
Oh, God.
I'll let you use this Mexican music in the back and... this guy's throwing up on the phone.
I just want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's piñatas.
It's 4 days from now, man.
Oh, that's piñatas, Mr. Goldstein.
Oh, where was Cinco de Mayo?
Are there sombrero-wearing Mexicans?
Yeah, man.
Arriba, arriba.
Jesus Christ, he's not even coherent. His response skills are off.
He doesn't know where he stands, man. This guy is definitely something special. All right, Johnny, quickly, I want to mention here about Shakira. You heard about him. He got caught with a world policy issue. So it won't be some time since we'll be seeing Rey Mysterio on WWE.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, he was caught again. The policy, what's that?
I don't know what's going on with that, but that upsets me. Rey Mysterio is one of the best guys they've got. I met Rey Mysterio. I mean, this guy he's just so gracious and so polite. I couldn't imagine that guy hurting a fly. I don't know what's going on there, but whatever the case is, I hope it works out for him and in his favor, too.
Yeah, he is serving a 60-day suspension for his second violation of the company's talent wellness program. And he was actually scheduled to appear at the Wizard World Philadelphia Comic Con on Sunday, June 3rd, but that's not going to happen. It has been canceled. Also, as we stated last week, Buff Bagwell was involved in an accident, and Scotty Riggs, who we've had here on the program, posted a Facebook status saying to send positive energy and prayers to Buff Bagwell as he is recuperating from this accident. And in fact, I reached out to Scotty earlier today, but unfortunately, he was a little bit busy. But I hope to get a word from him as far as what he has status as far as Buff Bagwell. And our prayers to Buff, man. He is the most... hopefully he's doing well. Hopefully we have him here in the program and tell us all about it. Because he was a great guy and good performer there in the wrestling ring. Also today, Johnny, it marks the 9-year anniversary of the passing of Ms. Elizabeth. She died May 1st, 2003 in Georgia, where she overdosed on drug and alcohol. That's back in May 1st, 2003, Miss Elizabeth. May she rest in peace. A very beautiful lady. Was very huge in the world of pro wrestling, valeting Lex Luger, Macho Man.
Most importantly, the Macho Man. Should have started with that name.
Yep, that's pretty much how she got out there. But 9 years, man. 9 years since the passing.
That's a long time.
It sure is.
Wow.
Also, we want to announce yesterday was a farewell of the Bella Twins. They will no longer be on WWE. However, they will be. That's it. The contract was done. It was not renewed by the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Crazy.
But, they're saying that they want to go ahead and explore some of the modeling. But for now, they will have some appearances in June. And we'll get some details on it.
Nothing. I don't know. Who was it? Brie or Nikki that was in the ring last night versus Layla? Damn, she was aggressive. It makes me think. Did they, like, hold back? Or are they told not to use certain maneuvers? Because it was just like she got, like, awesome overnight. So I guess she was just leaving them with a lasting impression, I guess.
Yeah. They went a lot before the end, but that's it. We don't know if they were going to come back. They were the first twins, beautiful twins, on WWE TV. Yeah, both of them. I mean, where are you going to get two hot twins at the same time? That's rare to find. That's a rarity.
It's one of my goals in life is to marry twins. So.
Well, there it is. The Battle Twins are off. They will be doing some signings, and we'll get some details as far as where you can meet these girls and so forth. In fact, the opening that we have here, one of the commercial openings, those are the Bella Twins. They say keep listening to the Roman Show. So I had the pleasure of meeting them in person. Johnny and Kristen, well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they
I thought those were your girlfriends or something.
No. I have one girlfriend. You tell my girlfriend, she'll kick my butt.
No, it was just an assumption. I wasn't saying anything. Don't kick Roman's butt, girlfriend.
Yeah, those are the Bella Twins. They're very nice. But Rosa Mendez, she was there as well, who gave us a shout out.
She's really cool. I like her. I do.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. You know, but you would think that they would speak Spanish, you know, Bella and Mendez, but nah, they know maybe like hola and sí. That's as much as they know.
Really?
Yeah. Mendez knew a little bit of Spanish, but the Bella Twins, well, they didn't know too much about it. It's kind of shocking.
I swear I hear Rosa Mendez, like every other thing she says on like SmackDown is like in Spanish. That's just me?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
imagining. Yeah, no, she does. Yeah, Mendez speaks a little bit of Spanish, but the Bella Twins,
okay.
Yeah, they'll throw in a word or two, like hello, hola, y cómo está, but that's about it. But, I thought they'd be more fluent, believe it.
They could say whatever they want, and I'm sure I would just be all smiles. So they can even say, get the hell out of my face, Johnny, and I'll be in all smiles. That's okay.
Also, there's one.
Although they would never
say
that. No breathing woman alive has ever said that to me. Yeah, right.
Well, Johnny, Sin Cara is advertised to return through the ring in May 23rd in Brazil. This is going to be during the WWE's tour of Latin America. He will return after recuperating from an ACL injury he had back in 2011. Also, Christian is advertised to make an appearance on SmackDown this Friday. And we'll talk a little bit about TNA. You know, I got to see TNA this past week, and they got some cool stuff out there. But let's talk a little bit about that in just a few minutes, as we're going to get a hold of Tim Storm, who will be fighting wrestling this weekend. Cinco de Mayo at the TTW event in Arkansas.
Very cool. It's Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Yes.
Hey, Tim. Welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with Johnny Naka and Rodolfo Roman. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak to us. Tim, a indie world champ, a Hall of Famer. Sure. Thank you so very much. A man who has competed in Stampede Wrestling, has wrestled the names of AJ Styles, and this Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, he'll be main eventing the international title against Doink the Clown, Tim Storm. And that's at the traditional wrestling, wrestling.com is a website where you can find out details on tickets, and that's for TCW. Bell time starts at 7 p.m., and that's at One Convention Center Plaza in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Thank you so very much for taking some time and speaking to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you wrestle in several promotions, man. You're a very big fan.
I love the wrestling business. I love to be in the ring, and you know, I'm always looking for an opportunity to wrestle the top competition at the top promotions. And you know, like I said, I love doing what I do. So yeah, I stay busy, and I wrestle as much as I can wrestle because there's no place I'd rather be. You mentioned that coming up this Saturday in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, for traditional championship wrestling, I'll be defending the international title against what I consider a legend in the wrestling business, a man who's done multiple WrestleManias, and that's Doink the Clown. So that's going to be a real challenge.
That is just great, Tim. And again, joining me here, Johnny Naka, my co-host, who's also a professional wrestler himself, and he knows a little bit of a thing or two about indie wrestling himself. And also Tammy Lynn Cinch, her son, is going to be there as well. So they got a whole bunch of big names that are going to come out there. Now, Tim, you also wrestled for Christian Wrestling Federation. I saw you there a couple of times where you wrestled the likes of AJ Styles. AJ Styles, can you tell me a little bit about that Christian Wrestling Federation? I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw a video where Sting, Animal, were all at a Christian based wrestling. Is it the same company or no?
Well, I've been a part of the Christian Wrestling Federation since it was started. They're actually coming up on their 12th year of being a federation. And I'm not aware that Sting has ever been apart. I know that, you know, AJ, as a matter of fact, I wrestled AJ Styles for that promotion, among others. We've used, or they've used, you know, before his death, they've used both the Road Warriors. I wrestled Michael Tarver there about a month ago. So they bring in a lot, you know, they bring in names. It's ministry based, but it's, you know, it's good wrestling. It's good family entertainment.
How different is a Christian-based wrestling promotion compared to your average indie promotion? Tell me a little bit about the locker room, because it should be a lot different compared to your average indie
promotion. The locker room is very different, especially when, you know, and I have not been full-time with them. At one point, I was actually, that's all I did. We traveled all over the country and for wherever we were booked. And the locker room is a ministry-based organization. Your the motivation is a little bit different in there, the reason that you do it. So,
right.
Same thing. I mean, it's a battle, and you better be ready to get.
I think we're losing them.
Yeah, you got to let him know his feed is going in and out. I don't know if it's just me that's hearing it, but
Tim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh yeah, for some reason we were losing some of your connection there. You're going in and off, in and out. But you were mentioning about the locker room in the CWF compared to your average indie promotion.
Right. It is definitely a different locker room, a different type of locker room. A lot of the things that, you know, some people don't like about the wrestling business are absent in the Christian Wrestling Federation locker room. And that's not a bad thing. But like I said, you know, once you get in the ring, it's, you know, you still better be prepared. You better be in top physical condition, and you better be able, you know, be ready to bring everything you got, because it's just as competitive.
Yeah, it's just great stuff. And to provide that positive message with wrestling is just amazing. Now, Tim, you've been around the business for some time. You say you love pro wrestling. Again, you can catch Tim in Arkansas in action. Bell time starts at 7 p.m. at the Pine Bluff, Arkansas Convention Center. That's the address is 1 Convention Center Plaza, traditionalwrestling.com. He's going to be wrestling during the Clown. But tell us about this. You wrestled for Stampede Wrestling. You're a Hall of Famer. How did it make you feel to get all this stuff? The list goes on and on. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's, you know, I think that wrestling has kept me young. It's kept me motivated. It keeps me in the gym. And I feel comfortable. Matter of fact, for Texas Stampede Wrestling, Tokyo Monster Cahagas here in the next month, it's very, very competitive. But wrestling, regardless of where it's at, like I said, it's kept me. It drives me. It's the reason I go to the gym 5-6 days a week. It's the reason I do cardio. It's the reason that I lift weights. It's the reason I stay in shape. Wrestling is one of the major driving forces of my life. And, you know, regardless of where I'm wrestling, whether it's, you know, traditional championship wrestling, Texas Stampede, Texoma Pride Wrestling, which is on the border of Texas and Oklahoma, super competitive. I've wrestled for just about everywhere, you know, any place you can imagine. Some good, some bad. You know, and just like most independent wrestlers, I've had my shots, you know, with New York and with other promotions and ECW and all of those. But, you know, truthfully, once you get into the ring, the level of competition may vary, but the ring is still, you know, it's still going to be 18 or 20 square feet. And once you get in there, you have to be 100% completely prepared for lots of reasons. But I pride myself on the fact that my conditioning is going to be as good or better than anybody I step into the ring with. And I'm, you know, I'm not a small guy, so that helps some too.
Right. John, you have a question for Tim Storm?
Absolutely. Hey, Tim, how you doing? This is Johnny Knockout. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, definitely, man. I one thing I noticed about you is your confidence, and I definitely appreciate hearing that. What are some of the things you do in the gym, being there 5-6 times a week, to prepare yourself for the ring?
Well, I am, you know, I'm always experimenting. I'm always looking for new ways and, you know, to try to improve. I'm a goal-oriented, at least physically, I'm a goal-oriented guy. So I set goals for myself based on where I'm going to be working, who I'm going to be working. And if I know, I've spent a lot of weeks preparing for this coming Saturday. That's going to be, you know, that's a TV taping. It's a big match. It's against somebody who I respect in the business, who I want to be in the ring with. And I want to be at my absolute best. So I spend, you know, I do probably just like most guys. I'm in the ring, chest one day, back one day, arms one day, shoulders one day. I'm not a big leg guy. I've had so many knee problems, but I do, you know, I may do a light leg workout. And then I do cardio probably 4 or 5 days a week. Again, because, you know, it, like I said, it's trial and error, so I've had to find what works for me. So there are certain things cardio-wise that I can't do because, you know, I can't, my knees can't hold up. But I've found the things that I can do, and I hit those hard. I swim a couple of days a week. I do the stair climber quite a bit. And, you know, there's absolutely no way that you can duplicate ring conditioning. It's not possible. There's nothing. As you guys know, once you get in the ring, there's absolutely no way that you can duplicate that no matter what you do. So, you know, there's a little bit of a curve there, but I can honestly tell you that I've been in the ring with some of the most talented guys in the business, and I can also honestly tell you that I haven't felt like that I wasn't prepared cardio-wise or strength-wise in the last 2 or 3 years. Every time I step in the ring, I know that I'm ready. And as far as the confidence, I think a lot of that comes with, you know, I get excited. I get motivated when I know I'm wrestling someone because I want to measure myself. I want to see where I stand. And I'm fully confident that when I step in the ring, regardless of who they are, that I can match up with them. But I look forward to the challenge because, you know, to me, that's part of the competition of what we do. You know, there are people out there that don't know what it takes to be a professional wrestler. You know, I think the joke is, if you know, it's a bunch of guys rolling around in their underwear, but that's, you know, they don't know because they've never done it. And one of the guys that I trained with said on a regular basis that if anybody could do it, everybody would do it. And the truth is that most people can't do it. It's a challenging physical thing I've ever done, including college football and you know, several other things that I've been involved with. And after 18 years for me, it's still a challenge that I accept and that I have to be prepared for.
Very cool. You see, Roman, this Tim is somebody that definitely somebody I can relate to. He's on the same page that I'm at as far as, like, mentality goes. You know, this is somebody I would want to be in the ring with, you know, because I wrestle here on the Northeast, Tim. And a lot of the guys around here in the New York, New Jersey area, and I don't care if they're listening and they give a damn about what I have to say, but a lot of the guys, they don't take it seriously. Just the way you're describing how you're in the gym, you know, you're paying attention. Yeah, you have some, like you said, like knee issues, but you find ways to work around it. You know, and that's important, too. You get a lot of guys that make excuses. Oh, I don't want to wrestle anymore. Oh, I'm not good. These guys, you know, they'll talk about, okay, I want to get in shape. Let me try some mixed martial arts. And then they're at a Burger King 5 minutes
ahead. Right.
And I've seen this literally. And these are people that I know personally. I just want to smack them upside the head. And, you know, these are people that we have to get in the ring with sometimes, too.
Right. Guys that
wear their shirt to the ring, you know, guys. You know, so, yeah, it's definitely good to hear, you know, your confidence and the fact that you put so much into it. You know, I think, you know, maybe one day if we ever get into the ring, that'd be awesome, man, because, you know, I'm definitely on the same page with you as far as, like, challenging and, you know, challenging yourself in the gym and just having that motivation, because every time I step on a treadmill or I'm working out, it's always with that goal in mind, you know, and I, you know, it's upsetting and it's sad that a lot of guys in our business and profession, they don't respect that. You know,
right.
So I always try to make sure I win those guys and, like, blow them up.
You know? We are on the same page. I mean, it's I respect the business, and I think I have earned the respect of the people that know me in the business for the most part. And I don't, you know, there are people that should be in this business, and there are a lot of people that shouldn't be in this business that try. Now, I don't fault anybody for trying. And I can tell you that there was a time, oh, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, where I was wrestling, you know, 2-3 times a week, but I was at 315 pounds, and I had convinced myself that I couldn't lose weight, that I couldn't get in shape, that my metabolism had changed. And I use all sorts of excuses, but the truth is that those were just excuses. And if you want to do it badly enough, if you care enough about, if you take enough pride in what we do, then you're willing to pay the price to represent yourself, to represent the business, and represent everybody else in this business in the way it should be represented. And I say on a regular basis to the people in the locker room, I love this business. And, you know, I'm not a young guy anymore, but I'm going to continue to compete as long as I can compete at a high level, as long as I can not lose money, and as long as I'm having fun in the business. Because to me, that's what it's all about. Every single time I'm in the ring, and I'm sure you guys are the same way, every single time I'm in the ring, there's nothing else I would rather be doing. And when it's over, you know, great match or not great match, when it's over, I can't wait to do it again. You know, that's why I take bookings the way I take bookings. I'm not at a point in my career or my life where I can say, you know what, I'll work once a month, or I'll work every other month. Because to me, I can't compete at a high level, and maybe some people can, but I can't compete at a high level and not be in the ring every weekend. And that doesn't. I took this last weekend off, and that was the first time in maybe 6 months.
Wow.
And it just about killed me. Now, you know, my family appreciated it, but you know, it was it's something that I felt like I need to be in the ring. And if I'm not in the ring, then I'm not where I should be. I'm not doing what's right for me. So, you know, and not everybody shares that passion. Just my opinion, I'm sure there are people out there that don't agree with it. But if you're a professional, and we call ourselves professional wrestlers, and you need to approach it like a professional. Like you said, guys that show up and are embarrassed to take their shirt off, guys that show up, and, you know, again, I'm not calling anybody out on this, but a guy that shows up in, you know, something from black pants from the mall and a pair of tennis shoes, that's not what the wrestling business is about. You know, that's somebody who is, they're playing a part, they're playing dress up, and they're not professional. We should have a different name for that. I don't know what it is, but it shouldn't be professional wrestling.
I hear some names for that. They like to tease some of the guys. They just call them wannabes. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm right along with you. I don't want to disrespect anybody for, like, wanting to try. You know, I totally agree with you on that point. It just always it peeves me to know that, you know, these guys, you know, we have to share, like, the same locker rooms with, you know, guys like that. But, you know, that's the way life is, I guess, for every profession anyway. So,
right.
But,
right.
I'd rather do without it, you know, because your enthusiasm is very contagious. And, you know, it's actually, you know, I share the same passion that you're expressing. So, yeah, man, I feel like I want to get in the ring right now and just, like, kick somebody's head off.
I'm in. Let's go. I love it. Let's go.
Now, you'll be in action again this weekend, May 5th, at TCW. Now, you say you're going to wrestle Cahaga is coming up soon. Great guy, great person, great wrestler. Now, any person that you really want to find in the indie leagues or in the WWEs, the TNAs, that you just wish you could just get a hold of him?
Well, no, I'm very fortunate in, you know, I've gotten to wrestle literally some of the top guys in the business. Don't misunderstand. I didn't beat the top guys in the business, but I've had the opportunity to be in the ring with a lot of those guys. You know, like just in the next month, well, let's say the next 30 days, I'll be in the ring with, you know, Doink the Clown. I'll be in the ring with Charlie Haas, and I'll be in the ring with Tokyo Monster. And all three of those guys, different style, different experience, all great competitors, all very skilled at what they do, all bring a different challenge. So, you know, all of that challenge. But your question was somebody that I would like to be in the ring with. I have someone who asks me on a regular basis while booking, is there somebody that you want to wrestle? And the funny thing is, the guys that I desire, that I want to wrestle, are guys that really aren't in the business anymore. Because as an older guy, the guys that I grew up watching are retired. They're out of the business. You know, now, okay, they're not in the ring anymore. Let's put it that way. The guys that I dream of wrestling are the legends. The guys that I want to be in the ring with are the guys that I idolized growing up. Dusty Rhodes, you know, Harley Race. It was an honor and a privilege for Harley Race to be a part of me winning the world title. One of the judges in you know, determining that. The Terry Funk. Those are the guys that I think would be an honor to be in the ring with. And that's not to take anything away from the guys who are in the business now. I mean, obviously, there are legends that are wrestling right now every week that I would love to be in the ring with. But the legends, the ones that I would dream of being in the ring with, are those guys.
Well, Tim, that's absolutely great, man. So, Tim, is there a Twitter? You have a Twitter account, Facebook, where folks can follow up with you as far as your next appearances, next matches?
Yeah, I don't do the Twitter thing. I'm not super savvy with all the technology, but I do have a Facebook, and it's you can go to Tim Storm or Tim Storm Scoggins or either one of those and find me on there, and those have my upcoming schedules. I keep that updated pretty well. I also do basically some type of picture commentary from every show, every weekend, however many shows I'm on. And I'm always looking to expand that. I book pretty far out, but I can never get enough bookings. So until I'm done, I'll be booking bookings. Hopefully that's not for another 5 or 10 years. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for joining us here in the program and sharing your thoughts, and wish you good luck against going to class at the TCW. If you haven't got your tickets, you can head on over to traditionalwrestling.com. The bell time starts at 7 p.m. And it will take place in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, at the Convention Center 1 from Center Plaza. Tim, thank you so very much. And anytime
Thanks,
you want
Tim.
To be part of the show, just let us know.
Hey, guys, it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of people who love this business. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Tim. I'm going to reach out to you on Facebook, bud.
Sounds good, man. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Johnny, there you go. You know, every time in this program, Johnny, we just get.
I interrupt you. I know.
No, it's fine. We get some guests, man. That we learn a thing or two about.
Yeah, I mean, Tim was awesome, man. It was great getting to talk to him, and he just sounds so disciplined. You know, it's almost like that. Like you could hear like a militant in his voice. I don't know. I didn't get the chance to ask him if he was in the military, or whatever. But like, he just has that strong aura about him, and that's something that I could relate to. I totally admire. And that's what's so great about the show. We get to meet people that that are just inspirational, you know. So I'm definitely gonna reach out to Tim after the show.
Yeah, man,
well,
great stuff out there. Yeah, very nice guy, very humbled, and like you said, you know, he keeps in shape because he loves the business and he wants to keep doing it. So, and that's something, you know, as we age, you know, I'm only 30 years old, but. You know, a guy used to tell me at 28, you're going to start feeling the body deter. I'm like, that'll never happen. But, boy, it's true.
Bleak. If you start thinking like that, Roman, you'll be dead before you're 35.
Listen, I started doing yoga. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
You know, I had to change my whole routine and all of that stuff.
The stretching is great for you, bro. I mean, you know, with personal training, what I tell my clients is just, you know, working out is one thing. Diet's another thing, nutrition, your cardiovascular, and then your stretching. You know, you got to be limber, you got to be loose. And, stretching and limbering up is a big part of my pre-workout. So,
man. That's right. And, Johnny, I just want to big shout-out to all the fans, man. You know, within the last 3 weeks, our numbers here, our listeners have increased. I've been amazed, I'm appalled with so many followers and listeners.
You said amazed, and then you said appalled.
I don't even know already. I'm telling you, this cheap decaf coffee.
Are you drinking some of Goldstein Stash over there? Appalled me.
I'm already getting ready for Cinco de Mayo. No, but honestly, from I'd like to thank
fans,
everyone, man.
Fans, I am not appalled by you at all. I love you guys.
But I want to thank you guys.
Come on, I got to stick it to you. If you speak like that, I got to stick it to you. You remind me of someone that used to be on the show screwing up all the time.
Right? I guess the bug just passed down onto me. But, Johnny, the show has had a major success. We've been treating so gratefully when we go to places and shows. And, again, the listenership has increased overnight pretty much because we started this thing back in August, but it's through the roof, man. You know, Twitter has been going crazy.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm sorry. I got to get some kind of ticker or some kind of, like, bell so I know when to speak. Man, I don't shut up, Roman. That's why I got to put it on mute sometimes. I actually talk to myself while you're interviewing people. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I've seen the number go up dramatically, and, you know, I just want to go ahead and thank the fans as well, everybody from the JKO Army to all the Romanites, to all the, just everybody that's listening, whether it be at one of the independent shows or at, like, WrestleMania weekend. You met a lot of people, so I just want to thank everybody for the support and sharing RodolphoRoman.com and Blog Talk Radio, Rodolfo Roman. I really appreciate it, and, yeah, you get to hear our voice every week. So that's like, it's like Christmas every week.
And, Johnny, so, yeah, I mean, I'm just so grateful, man.
Sounded like an 8-year-old player.
Did you just giggle? Off here. I did giggle. I did.
Good for you.
I'm telling
you,
man. It's just, yeah, you know. I think it must have been a yoga session I had earlier today. Let's take a quick phone call here. We have fans on the line. Caller, you are on the air in the Roman Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Elena. Knockout.
Hey, Elena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I have to jump in, Roman.
Go ahead.
Elena, congratulations on the
birth
of Rosalie, Lillian, Alice. She's our newest little knockout.
Sweet.
Thank you.
You want to tell her, all the listeners, about your newborn baby? The floor is yours.
She was born on Thursday, and she. I'm sorry. She was born Thursday morning, and she's 2 pounds 4 ounces, and 14.8 inches long.
Wow! Congratulations on that baby.
Thanks.
And I want to personally thank you for giving me the honor and the privilege of calling Rosalie my niece. I am now Uncle JKO. This is great.
Uncle.
<You're welcome.
laughs>
But congratulations to you, Elena, and Bill on the birth of Rosalie. I mean, that's just so amazing, and I'm so happy that you guys have added a beautiful addition to your family.
Thank you.
Totally cool. Thank you, Elena, and congratulations on the baby. That is so cool. Uncle, box office draw, knockout, huh?
Well, I think more importantly, it's a little Rosalie knockout that should be getting the stage right now. But, yes, I am honored by that, too, and flattered.
Let's take another phone call. Caller, you're on the air, the Roman Show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the Roman Show.
Yeah, I just want to say that shout outs to the Roman Show. Very very entertaining. I've been listening for quite a while now, and I just want to say thank you for all the information about wrestling, MMA, and I hope you do win the MMA awards, man, online. I am going to vote for you, and good luck. And, hey, thanks for the good luck for the baby, John Knockout. Good luck on the baby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's not my child, but I guess I'm the uncle. But, yeah, I just want to clear up that because Bill will kick my ass if I go ahead and joke about that. But, no, thank you very much for the shout, man. And what's your name?
Hello.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, my name is Juan. I listen to it all the time.
Juan, you're now Juan Knockout. You got to go down to City Hall and change your last name. All right?
All right, dude. Good luck, and have a good one, man. And good luck. Hopefully, being an uncle does bring a lot of things, and hopefully you experience that the way I am now. Take care.
I appreciate that, Juan. Thank you for the kind words, sir.
Cool.
And thank you for listening.
Another Mr. Knockout. Another Mr. Knockout, Johnny.
We just keep adding them, man. This JKO Army is growing strong.
Our good friend, Rando Villafaña. Rando, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. I want to know what I won for winning that contest on the chat for the last Lesnar match.
You're going to win a little portrait there of Rick the Nature Boy Flair. Woo! Courtesy of Rob Hamburger, by the way, guys. Help out Rob with a Kickstarter project. Head on over right now to his website, robshamburger.com. That's robshamburger.com. And donate anything you can to help this man reach his goal of painting every single world champion professional wrestling. So that's
yeah,
what you want,
Randall. Taco Bell and just give him $5. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, skip Taco Bell, he said. That would be a good thing.
It would be.
You know, because you don't have to worry about that dog food they saw there, right?
Quiero.
Well, Randall, your thoughts
little,
on Extreme Rules. Your thoughts on Extreme Rules, Randall.
Now what? On Extreme Rules?
Your thoughts on Extreme Rules.
Well, I mean, I was glad to see the Punk versus Jericho match. I mean, to me, that's one of the better matches that I think we've seen on WWE TV in a very, very, very long time. Even though I'm expecting the upcoming one for Punk against Daniel Bryan to be just as good, because those two love to go at it, and I think that's going to be one of the greatest matches we'll see too. But between the Lesnar and Cena thing, I loved Lesnar and involving so much of his MMA in it, even though obviously he chopped up Cena's head a bit, but definitely it was great to see him try and include that in there and definitely kind of mix the two sports up a little bit, which made it a lot more interesting, at least for me, being that, you know, we do El Octagonal with the MMA thing in Spanish.
Yeah, it was unique, and I remember I was talking to you after that match, after the pay-per-view, and surely left, man. I really saw the end of the day with Brock Lesnar with a ground and pound. For a moment there, I really thought John Cena was hurt, like, really badly, man.
Yeah, I mean, the Kimura lock, I mean, I don't know how many people have actually felt that lock put in place, but it really is a strenuous hold. It's not something that you take lightly, and Brock being the big man that he is and being that he's been away for so long, you would almost imagine that he might actually break an arm. So, I mean, it looked really serious, but, I mean, obviously we see storylines continuing, so we know it's not as bad as it was seen at first. But definitely loved him even using that. Like, the Kimura being put in place was awesome to see it used inside the ring there.
Wow, that great stuff, man. Yeah, that was a ball. But I got to miss the Jericho and Punk match. I heard that was phenomenal.
And I have it on my computer. You have to see it. You have to see that match.
Yeah, I heard it was great. Did you get to see it, Johnny?
Oh, definitely. And what's up, Randall? I didn't get a chance to say hello.
How you doing, Johnny?
Hello.
And congrats on being a brand new uncle.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, congrats to Elena and Bill on the birth of Rosalie. But
definitely.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I saw the match. It's just one thing I have a problem with. It was a good match and all. It was pretty entertaining, especially how they made use of, like, fire extinguishers and the table, too. Like, he body slammed them on the announcer, not on the announcer's table, but on the cover of the announcer's table. It was very, like,
yeah.
You know, innovative. And that's something that Punk and everybody that came out of Ring of Honor is known for. They pride themselves on being innovative. And, you know, WWE has their own style, but it was nice to see that, you know, they brought some innovative moves. The only problem I have with that match is that it was a street fight, and they kept it very, very close to the ring. So I don't see why they didn't go used by the stage. You know, even back in the day in a regular match, Stone Cold and versus The Rock, or Stone Cold and Triple H, they were kicking each other's ass on the stage, throwing each other into the steel girdles on the streets. On the stage, I can't even speak English right now, but, you know, that's the only thing but it was nice, certain things, like having CM Punk's sister get involved and smack Jericho. That was, like, real, there was, like, a lot of realism to that, and I related to that because I have a sister as well, so, you know, who I love very much, and it was cool to see, you know, some of those things. So I just wish they could have made it more of a street fight versus keeping it close to the ring, you know? Wearing jeans doesn't make it a street fight, you know?
I gotta see it yourself, Brandon. I gotta go to your place and check that out. All right, guys, this pretty much
You know, it was a better match. You
What's
know,
that?
It was a better match, and it's not because I'm biased, because I like these two as they're two of my favorite. But
Kane and Randy Orton, man, they took it all the way backstage. They even got some of the wrestlers backstage involved, too. So that was cool to see. That was actually a pretty captivating match, believe it or not.
All right. Well, guys, that's pretty much we've run out of time already. For those folks who won the portraits, congratulations. Randall, you're one of them, and Elaine, you're another person. Thank you so much for participating and playing. Follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Tomorrow, Randall, you and I will be talking to an MMA. We're going to have Dan the Beast Severn and Eddie Yagan on the program, another UFC fighter who just recently was notorious. We're excited for that at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Randall, we're ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready, man. I'm prepared and ready to talk to that great legend of Dan the Beast Severn.
Man, that's going to be exciting, dude. That's going to be awesome.
Hey, no final thoughts?
I was about to get there.
Fine. Start off with you. Honestly, the coffee is kicked in. That's what it is. I was tired earlier. Oh, I'm sorry. Do I go? Did I just waste all my time on final thoughts
speaking about
my coffee?
Final thoughts.
Okay, my final thoughts are thank you to Rob Schamberger for being on the air with us. Thank you to Tim Storm for being on the air with us. Congratulations to Randall and Lorraine for winning the art contest with their questions being answered, or my questions being answered. I don't know, but congrats anyway to them. And, congratulations to Elena and Bill on the birth of Rosalie, Lily, and Alice. And as always, you guys can follow Johnny Naka at Facebook.com, the Johnny Naka at Reality, Twitter, at JKO Reality, and, of course, on JKO Tube, that's YouTube.com, the real JKO. And I'm certain, that if any promoter is listening right now, they're totally, like, popping a boner for me. So you can send an email to jknockout@hotmail.com and book me, because I will be a very big highlight for your show. Thank you for all the listeners that continue to make us better right here on The Roman Show.
Randall?
I'm done.
I think I'll only end it with one thing, and that's just going, woo!
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you next Tuesday here with more action on The Roman Show as we talk about wrestling. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Dan the Beast Severn and also Eddie Yagan. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much for the support. We love you guys. And enjoy your Cinco de Mayo. Goldstein, if you're listening, don't drink too much. I hope
good luck with this.
I really hope. All right, good night, guys. Goldstein, are you still there?
Yeah.
Guys, this guy just keeps drinking.
Jesus Christ. I bet he didn't even hang up.
Yeah. How much money did they pay?
I'm sure his drunk ass doesn't know how to dial. I'm sure he didn't even hang up the phone. Are you still at the Howard Ford Clinic?
I think he's choking on his alcohol.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Hashtag corn dogs.
Dog. Yeah.
You thought I was over with. I'm going to bring it back.
Goldstein, will you be able to party on Saturday for May 5th?
Party! Arriba, Cinco de Mayo!
Oh, what the heck is wrong with this guy? See you next Tuesday, guys.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.